What a jump, what a jump. Wait, I'm back on this again. From the back to the front, perfect vision, hitting list, touch first to the cut. Hey guys, welcome to Ace at Night. It's your host, Ace. Make sure you go over to www.aceatnight.com and subscribe to the newsletter for recent updates. Okay, guys, today is a very serious episode. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and that's why I don't do podcasts on conspiracies. I rather bring facts. And recently, outside of Donald Trump being impeached and the whole thing about Russia and Ukraine, everything to do with the president and all this drama, there has been things going on underneath the table that the American people have not had a chance to vote on or actually inquire about. We just know that legislation is being passed underneath everybody's eyes. Everybody's eyes except the Senate, the House, and the legislative board that are actually introducing legislation. If you remember Donald Trump's campaign, he never gave any campaign promises. He only said that it was going to be great. He did the numbers and business would do well. Most businessmen like the idea of becoming rich. So a lot of men voted for him. A lot of women voted for him because it was something different. Nobody really liked Hillary Clinton, what she did to the Benghazi situation, the servers, what she did to the other candidate that was in the Democratic Party, how she pretty much snubbed him out. So a lot of people voted for Donald Trump. He spoke to a lot of people on their level. However, he never made any campaign promises. And his whole time in president, all we've been seeing is him talking about building the wall. We've seen ICE actually, you know, go out, round up immigrants and do all these different busts. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to talk about is basically the Space Force. They've got a power and a force that you've never seen before. The United States Space Force is now an official branch of the government. Go, go, Power Rangers! Just like the Army, just like the Navy, the Marine Corps, it is a part of the United States military. So I went to a few different sites today just to, you know, check this stuff out, because like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. So I'm actually online right now, and it says that Donald Trump, for the new fiscal year of 2020, he signed on Friday, December the 20th, 2019, at Base Andrews, that he signed in the United States Space Force. Once the Space Force was actually signed in, they actually created a website that went live the same day, a Facebook, and a Twitter. So the Space Force right now is comprised of members of the United States Air Force, over 16,000 people that are civilian and Air Force members.
Captain Ginyu! No!
You see? Power!
Of the Ginyu Force!
Well, that's quite an entrance, boys.
Okay, Space Force. This has to be a joke, right? We haven't physically seen it as a people, but throughout this whole presidential situation, the whole impeachment, if you go on CNN.com, you will notice that we have discovered new planets in different solar systems, different planets which are bigger than Earth, and actually they have what is called a habitable zone. Also, we've discovered new galaxies. It's been all these different new discoveries. So it alarms me in a sense of saying, what else did they see besides new planets, new galaxies, new solar systems, new stars, bigger stars, things like that. So with With us looking into these telescopes and whatever probes they have out there in space, because they privatize space exploration, NASA fell back from space exploration, and we know that Elon Musk and SpaceX have taken over and privatized the whole space exploration. And I personally feel like there's been reasons for that. With the United States government, we have an Open Records Act. And anybody that is a United States citizen can go and request records. It is your right as a United States citizen to find out whatever is going on. And the government is supposed to be a transparency agency, because we as taxpayers, that's what we pay for. We pay in our taxes for representation. And that goes with police, that goes with military, that goes with healthcare, that goes with everything that the government is saying we're collecting these taxes for, even education. For them to put over $700+ billion into a new military branch, there's no cause without an effect. And I'm going to let that sit right there. There's no cause without an effect. So Donald Trump is a celebrity before he was the president. And a lot of people love Donald Trump on The Apprentice, and they love his business ideas. He also had a lot of different shows with models at his hotel. And he basically has lived the lifestyle of a rock star. Before his political campaign, this guy was loved. But he was loved in the business community. When you look at these presidential candidates and you look at the people that are behind them, the vice president, everybody that's in the Senate, everybody that's in the Congress, everybody that's in the House, outside of Donald Trump, most of the United States government are Harvard, Brown, Yale, and any other Ivy League school that really, those are the schools that they graduated from. MIT, they graduated from Stanford. There's a small representation that is up there that is from other schools. So you have a huge scholar background that's behind Donald Trump that is actually writing these bills. Donald Trump does not write a bill. This comes from legislators. This comes from all these other branches that are part of the government. You have chiefs of the military that are out here, United States Marine Corps, people that actually know what a threat looks like. And there had to be some form of a threat en route to the world.
Vegeta, what does the scouter say about his power level?
It's over 9,000!
What, 9,000?
Or they've noticed something that we have to combat one day. And maybe we're preparing for a situation that we have no idea about. Right now, Donald Trump is being impeached. Therefore, he has zero reason to sign in a new space force. That has not been something that nobody has been campaigning about, or people are out here saying, hey, we got things in space and we need to pretty much fight against it. So I'm going to follow up and keep an eye on this Space Force stuff. I'm looking at the official website right now, and I'm gonna put a link on the website, www.aceatnight.com. I'm gonna put it in the blog section and maybe a link in the description on anchor.com for the Space Force. So the Space Force is at www.spaceforce.mil. They're also working on an official logo, and they're working on uniforms for the Space Force. That's right, guys. We really have a Space Force. Okay, and they have a few other facts out here about the Space Force. I'm trying to look through it. Let me see. So right now, they're looking to recruit, heavily recruit. And it's kind of crazy that this Space Force has a Twitter page and a Facebook page, and they are also coming out with a Netflix comedy series about the Space Force starring actor Steve Carell, The Office, and it's already in production. So apparently they've already done so much research, and we're behind the curve as far as the American people. So they have 5 military bases: Patrick Air Force Base, Peterson, Schraver, Buckley Air Force Base in Colorado, Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. So I wonder what's going to come out of this. It's kind of crazy because everybody was just talking about storming Area 51, and the kid went viral, and he's talking about doing a Naruto run through the desert, and they literally show all these people going out there to Area 51 in Nevada, and it was wild and crazy. It started off as a joke, but I think hindsight 2020, the government was really looking at these guys as a serious threat to what's coming out right now. So it's funny how the truth, it finds its way into the light. Do I think that there are aliens out there? Of course. There are so many different beings on this planet, and they just found like 25 new species on the planet. I feel like sometimes things land here on meteors, whether it's parasites or any type of other insect. I think that things from other places, not just necessarily planets, we or organic beings, that doesn't mean that something cannot live in the vacuum of space or on a star and travel just because we are limited to those type of things. But this goes to show that there is definitely something else out there. I wonder what that is and if the government is going to ever be transparent about how we have become so technologically advanced in such a short time. What landed here that now we're all connected? China is off the chain. I watched a documentary yesterday about AI's facial recognition in China, and how they have millions of actual cameras out there in China, where if you're crossing a crosswalk, they use the facial recognition program that actually puts your name and your picture up on a screen to show that you actually jaywalk. So it's supposed to actually help prevent crime and stop and shame people for doing petty crimes and things like that. But this is the type of world that we're actually going into. So all technology is not good technology. I was looking at the Amazon Echo, and you talk to Amazon Echo and it gives you whatever you want. However, it learns your voice patterns and things like that. Guys, be aware of all this artificial intelligence. I don't think that our VPNs are going to actually work as well as we think they should. And I think that the government and other technologists are actually ruining anonymity among humankind, especially on the internet. I'm probably going to get flagged after this episode. But I really don't care. You guys have put Space Force out there. You have signed it in legislation. It is actually a sixth form of government. And if you guys want to be the first Gen Rico in space and shoot a space bug, now you guys can. But it's coming, guys. It's crazy. It is here and it's coming. I can't wait to get those Space Force uniforms. I'm probably going to play it while I'm playing Call of Duty. Real talk. But anyway, guys, make sure you go to the website at www.aceatnight.com. I'm going to put links there. I'm going to put official stories there. I'm going to put maybe some articles up about the Space Force and definitely a blog about it. And if you have any new information, feel free to share with me. I'm also new to Instagram. The Instagram is at aceatnight. That's on Instagram. Also, I'm on Twitter on Ace at Night. I'm learning how to use Twitter and Instagram. Next, I'm going to expand to YouTube. So the YouTube series is coming soon after the new year, and you guys can follow me there. Also, I'm going to have new merchandise coming up. I've been hit up for some merch, and they want some Ace and Knight merch. So you guys requested, I'm here to fulfill your request. So until next time, guys, peace.
With a jump, with a jump, with I'm back on this again. From the back to the front, perfect vision, hitting list, task force, and a cut.